This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we talk a lot about winning the lottery, but there are a lot of other ways that you could come into a large sum of money at once time, one lump sum.
It's like if a great uncle died.
Okay, that's one way. You might inherit and you didn't know that you had this great-granduncle or something.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Those are tough because a lot of times, like my mom had this happen. She had some relative that was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they were so far removed that the money was spread so thin. My mom got like $8,000, which was a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But just think of the money she could have gotten if she had been one of the only relatives. But that's not the only way to strike it rich. Nowadays, you may be remodeling your house and you find something incredibly valuable in the walls. That's rare, but you read about it. Or more likely, you may find something that you've been saving or someone in your family has been saving for years that turns out to be worth a lot of money. My wife came to me yesterday afternoon with a box of baseball cards.
Oh.
And I didn't think much about it until I looked up the first one, a Hank Aaron card that she had.
Oh.
And I thought, Hank Aaron's pretty famous.
Yeah.
His cards, some of them probably worth a lot of money.
Right.
So I went on eBay and I started looking, and this card is worth a lot more than the average card. It's worth about $20.
Oh.
But I thought to myself, this is the first card I looked up of a box full of baseball cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If it's $20 on the first one,
there's
potentially jackpot here.
Home run. You knocked it out of the park.
Well, I went through this whole box of baseball cards, spent all afternoon yesterday doing this.
Right.
And the other cards were worth about 50 cents to a dollar.
A piece?
No, all together. So we have about $21 worth of baseball cards in that box.
Yeah.
And that's not counting eBay fees.
So
we're probably, after shipping, I think we made $10.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's like a meal for one person.
I know, right? A happy meal.
So she bought them off eBay?
No, she had had these.
Oh, okay.
She used to play softball when she was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And so they collected baseball cards. Mm. And she had this collection that I didn't know about and she hadn't thought about in years. And so when she's like, oh, you know, I got these old cards. And then I see Hank Aaron's the first one. I'm like, we're in the money, man.
Yeah.
But it just wasted my afternoon.
I'm cleaning out my closet, and I find a pocketbook that I purchased at an estate sale many years ago. I even forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, and I have to bring it in because I do not remember the name brand. And I bought it. I Googled it, and it's worth $3,000.
Get out.
I'm not kidding you. And so I'll bring it in and show it to you because I have to get the name brand. But I'm like, oh, my God, I have to go through my closet. But here's something I just stuck in the back of the closet. Didn't even think about it. I just kind of liked it. It was alligator, and it's old-fashioned, and I just liked it. So I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it.
Okay. Well, now my wife actually went to a thrift shop and got a Fendi purse that looks astonishing.
Awesome.
And it has all of the, like, the dust bag cover and all that stuff. And then she got home. I think she paid $25 for it. She Googled it and started looking how to tell if it's fake or real.
Right.
And one of our stitchings is the wrong color for it to be real. It's like white stitching instead of brown stitching. So now we've got a fake $25 Fendi bag.
Someone bought that at the Jockey Lot, probably.
Yeah. But it looks good.
And it's quality fake.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to buy fake, make sure it's quality fake, right?
So.
Yeah.
But,
that's great.
Yeah. Well, there you go, folks. It's fun to dig around and think that you might get rich. Heidi did.
Yeah.
My story wasn't nearly as good.
I'm going to Heidi's today to dig around. Clean out your closets.
I asked you for help.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was money involved.
We're going to go dig through Heidi's drawers today.
Yeah. Might find something.
And then we'll go to her house, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.